We're talking with Roger Cryan, who's the chief economist, American Farm Bureau Federation. Roger, let's talk a little bit about maybe first the year that we're wrapping up. 2021 has been a good and a bad year. I think there's been some good things, but a lot of concerns coming out economically as far as our farmers, ranchers are concerned. What are the things that have really jumped out at you here as we wrap up the old year?
Well, the words that are being repeated over and over again are supply chain. And we're having a hard time, farmers are having a hard time getting inputs. They're having a hard time getting their exports shipped out of the country. And a lot of these things really tie back to difficulties with our ports and shortage of containers, the shortage of shipping capacity, and frankly, labor shortages in the U.S. There aren't enough truck drivers. There aren't enough workers for all types of things. So that's really what jumps out at me.
So, you know, obviously we've seen these commodity prices move strong, very, very strong here in the latter part of 2021. And that, of course, offsets some of those supply chain problems, but still it's a balancing act, it seems like.
The economy is always a balancing act. Prices are up, but we're still missing out on some of the export markets that we would have otherwise. It's tough to ask folks to cry for us when prices are up and exports are hitting record levels, but we'd have stronger exports and higher prices if we weren't having some of these issues. And of course, higher crop prices are a double-edged sword for farmers overall, because the crop farmers are better off. The livestock producers get squeezed a little bit, and we're seeing that. We're seeing some squeezing of the livestock producers, and we're also seeing some squeezing for the crop farmers, because they're facing pretty high prices for fuel and for fertilizer, and they're having a tough time getting labor. They're having a hard time getting hold of a new tractor when they need it, or parts for repair. So it's a tough situation. Some of the prices are higher, but it's still a tough situation for a lot of our members.
Seems that as we think about 2022, a lot of those same issues will be very much front and center when the calendar turns to January 1.
Yeah, we certainly hoped. 2020 was an outlier. It was a strange year. It's different from any other year. And we hoped that 2021 would be more normal. But frankly, it's been another outlier. It's been a strange year. And now here we are again hoping that 2022 will get to be normal. But we're almost on top of it. And a lot of these echoes of COVID, I mean, the pandemic itself isn't entirely defeated. And the supply chain issues, a lot of them look to be stretching out for months into 2022. We hear about equipment that you can order now for September delivery in 2022. There's a lot of things that still need to be worked out of the system. So we are not back to normal yet.
Farmers have got to juggle all these considerations, and being a good planner, trying to stay ahead of all of this is one of the more important quality traits that they need these days.
Yeah, they're often better off when they can plan. The opportunities to plan and to price ahead of time are somewhat limited. Farming is one of the hardest things you can do, and farmers bear a lot of risk. Even with the best tools, they bear a lot of risk. But they're still farming, and we're still eating, and we're glad for it. We're blessed. I think we give our thanks this year for the fact that we continue to have a tasty, nutritious, affordable supply of food.
Holiday season here, the Thanksgiving season right here, in fact. Farm Bureau's got a long-standing tradition of telling consumers about the value of their Thanksgiving meal. Tell me about 2021.
Well, this year, you know, the survey is a tradition. Mm-hmm. It's undertaken by our members. We had over 200 folks go out and check the prices in their stores. A lot of them did it while they were shopping for their Thanksgiving meal.
What did the survey tell us?
Well, the survey told us that prices overall were up 14% from last year, and most of that was a higher price for turkey. Turkey production's down a little bit this year. The market is a little bit tighter, but what that really manifested in was promotions coming on slower. What we're seeing is that, and from USDA reports information on supermarket promotions for products like turkeys. And what their numbers show is that there were a lot fewer promotions a couple of weeks ago. They got started late, a lot of folks were paying full price for turkeys a couple of weeks ago when our survey was done. But as we get closer to Thanksgiving, there's more and more specials, and we certainly hope that folks can go out and find lower prices for their turkeys than what our survey showed. And I'd like to point out that those high turkey prices aren't necessarily going back to the turkey farmers. The growers, turkey growers, generally contract out months or a year in advance or more. And most of these growers, they had contracted these at prices that were set in the summer or earlier. So these aren't making turkey farmers rich.
So the same with that squeezing of the supply chain is that choke point, again, processors, as we've seen with the cattle industry, that they've taken a bigger piece of the pie. Maybe the turkey processors doing a similar thing, right?
Those that went ahead and invested in buying turkeys, it paid off. There's a lot of uncertainty this year. It made sense for folks to kind of hold off and say, we don't know how much we're going to need, because it's been a strange year. It's another strange year. Fortunately, things are better than we might have expected 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. Folks are getting together for their Thanksgiving. Folks are buying those turkeys, and that's a good thing.